with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. In his latest anti-crime push, President Trump is taking aim at cashless bail. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president argues that cashless bail, the policy of allowing people to be released from jail without paying any money before trial, leads to more crime.
We're ending it. But we're starting by ending it in D.C.
His executive order will stop it in Washington, D.C., where he has federal authority. He's also threatening to withhold or revoke federal funding to local and state governments that offer cashless bail. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a public letter of dissent calling out cuts to FEMA.
More than 180 current and former FEMA employees have published a letter warning of potential disaster due to cuts in the agency. The letter coincides with the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, highlighting concerns about management and capacity at FEMA. It warns that current practices echo conditions that the post-Katrina Emergency Management Reform Act aimed to prevent. The letter criticizes policies like expenditure approval and reassignment of staff to ICE. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump has signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute people for burning the American flag. This action challenges a 1989 Supreme Court ruling that protects flag burning as political expression. Trump argues that flag burning incites violence and should result in a one-year jail sentence. The order also instructs the Attorney General to challenge the 1989 ruling. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349 points, the Nasdaq dropped 47, the S&P lower by 27. This is SRN News. Eritrea continues to hold Christians in jail for their faith, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Religious freedom advocates tried to deliver a letter in support of seven imprisoned believers to the Eritrean embassy here in Washington last week, but were rebuffed. A worldwide outcry is building against Eritrea, which has come to be known as the North Korea of Africa, for its savage persecution of Christians. The country currently ranks number 6 on Open Door's annual list of the nations where it is most dangerous for a person to follow Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says that the Justice Department has sent more than 20 subpoenas to doctors and clinics that provide sex change operations or hormone therapy to children. The request represents an elevation in the Trump administration's efforts to keep doctors from performing irreversible surgeries on minors. This is SRN News. Markets lost momentum after Friday's gains.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after a big jump last week on hopes for interest rate cuts from the Federal Reserve. The S&P 500 fell 0.4% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 349 points. It's about 0.8%. The Dow set an all-time high on Friday. Tech stocks did better than the rest of the market. That left the Nasdaq Composite down just 0.2%. Keurig Dr. Pepper sank 11.5%. The company said it'll buy Pete's Coffee owner J.D.E. Pete's in a deal worth about $18 billion. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Cracker Barrel's sticking with its new logo, but the chain is also apologizing to fans who were angered when the change was announced last week. They emphasized that other things won't change, like the outside rocking chairs. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.